Ksuvas Paragvav Mishnah Vav. Yisoma she siyata ima oyacha midata. Yisoma, that her mother or her brother married her off, even with her consent. This is while she was a ketana. That midirais, a father marries off his daughter. But even midirabanan, like we've said, the family can marry off the yisoma when her father dies. And that's what happened here. V'kasvu lo b'mea o b'chamishim zuz. And they wrote a dowry of 100 or 50 zuz. Yicholehi mishetagdi lohotzim yodin masharoi li nasin lo. When she gets older, even though she consented when she was a ketana to this, when she gets older, she can take from them what she was fitting to take, which the Rav points out is 1/10 of his assets. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im heisias abasa rishoina, you don't always just take a tenth. So in this case, when she gets older, Rabbi Yehuda says that what we do is we see if the dead father already married off one of her older sisters and he gave a certain amount for that older sister as a dowry. So let's say it wasn't a tenth. Let's say it was more than that. It was 15%. Yinosin l'shnia k'darchon nosin l'rishona. We would give to the second daughter the same way that the father gave to the first daughter. And it's not just if he gave more, even if he gave less than 10%. Let's say he gave 5% to the older daughter. That's how we assess based on what he has done in the past. But like the Rav points out, if there is no way, let's say she's the oldest daughter or something changed, then like the Tana Kama holds, we would give the 10%. V'chacham maimrim, pa'mim shaldam oni v'hashir. There's sometimes a person is poor. Doesn't mean, Mefarshim explain, not monetarily poor, but stingy. V'hashir, and then he becomes wealthy. Again, this is in the mind, so he becomes more generous. Oh, ashir, or sometimes he starts off more generous, v'hani, and then he becomes more stingy. So just because the father gave a smaller or larger dowry to her older sister, who says that the father, when he died, or later on, would have been the same? Rather, we just assess the nechasim of the father. We would determine 1/10 of that, and then we give it to her. However, the Rav says Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda here. When he initially gave to the first sister, we copy that. And if we can't assess that, we would give 1/10.